getting into the sword fight between the chief marketing officer and the chief financial officer, a dynamic partnership for marketing effectiveness. We're talking to Kentsani Nopanda, Nedbank Group's executive of marketing and corporate affairs. Now, marketing and finance in the past has been quite a combative tug of war between the two departments, with marketing spending money while finance is trying to manage the costs. Now, fortunately, this relationship is evolving more and more in the modern working world, becoming a symbiotic relationship where both parties can work together to achieve a common goal. Joined now by Kentsani. Kentsani, welcome to The Money Show. Kentsani, of course, Nopanda, Nedbank Group Executive of Marketing and Corporate Affairs. Looking at the two departments, one would venture to say marketing is more creative than it is finance, while finance is more money than it is creative. So how do the two stop clashing swords, if one can say it like that, and work together?
So to be honest, it's been an incredibly interesting journey, right? Because as you rightly say, a lot of CFOs look at the marketing spend as a cost center, right? And, you know, if the business is in trouble, the first thing that they want to do is cut marketing budget. And I think the role of the CMO is to help both the CFO and the finance community understand what the value that marketing is. You can't just expect it to happen. You actually have to lean in and ensure that you are able to communicate a story around growing the consumer business, growing the business overall, and growing the brand. So both the short-term and long-term objectives. And if you can do that, you can absolutely form a formidable power couple between you and the CFO if you're a CMO. But some people wouldn't think that that's necessarily something that can happen. But I can tell you from my experience at Nedbank, it's absolutely something that can happen. And I mean, you know, I'm happy to chat through, especially in my case at Nedbank, with our CFO, Mike Davis, how we've been able to achieve that.
Then looking at the one side of marketing where you would have strategy documents, you'd have a marketing decks put together for the bank in your case, and on the other end, it would be a lot of graphs and numbers. How do you marry the two to make sure that one that's sitting at the East Wing can meet the other department at the West Wing?
I think the first thing is, as a marketing team, you have to have a business plan that's not about pretty pictures, right? Everyone who thinks about marketing, they think advertising and all the nice things. But actually, you have to build a business plan that says, what are the consumer opportunities? What are the business opportunities and issues that marketing can deliver to? And when you build your business plan, you have to build the business plan talking about how marketing can add value to the opportunities and the issues that the business has. And what advertising actually in the end does is answer to those issues and to those opportunities versus just standing there as a marketer and saying, hi, we're going to have a great brand campaign and it's going to be beautiful advertising and everything. Your advertising and everything have to speak to what the business agenda is. So even when you present your business plan, as a marketer, you can't stand there in front of the board or in front of the exco and just talk about, we're going to have great ads and pretty pictures. You really have to articulate just how marketing can add to the bottom line. And we're very lucky, by the way, as marketers these days, because as the world has gone more digital, we've seen our marketing spend become much more digital. What does that mean? It means that the way we can prove our return on marketing investment is actually much more obvious now, because we can show the CFO, we can show the board, we can show the exco team that in order for you to grow market share, for example, let's say in home loans, you need people to come into the marketing funnel, because you can only come into the marketing funnel through marketing. And then how do we then convert the leads that come into the marketing funnel to end up converting those leads into actual business? And once you can showcase that, you are actually in a very different space. I mean, for example, when I presented the Nedbank marketing business plan last year, funnily enough, I didn't show any ads. What I showed was, here are the issues that stand in front of Nedbank in terms of our market share growth aspirations, our business issues, some people don't think we're as digital as we are. And when you build that case and then say, here's how marketing is going to answer to that, all of a sudden you're having a value creation conversation versus a cost center conversation. So for me, that's important, because what marketing has to show is it has to show that we are a value creator and not a cost center.
So are you saying the modern marketer then has to speak the right language to, you know, transcend to the bean counter of the company, if you want to call it that, and the chief financial officer, to make sure that when you even present the numbers to them in terms of budget, they can agree that there is set value that comes with your operation?
Absolutely. And you have to teach each other. So Mike Davis and I, who's the CFO at Nedbank, we actually have a monthly meeting, which is not normal. I've never done it in any other business I've worked with. And in that monthly meeting, firstly, what we do is we teach each other what's important in marketing to be able to drive business growth. He also helps me understand what are the priorities that will help drive, you know, the business growth. And then we work through these two things together. By the time we get to speak to Exco and the board, it's actually funny because we are now supporting each other, whereas normally you will have a CFO who will be like, yeah, but I don't know the value that you're adding. But this time, because you guys have built this strong relationship, he actually becomes one of your biggest supporters in that conversation. I'll give an example. During COVID, as you know, most of the banks, you know, our headline earnings were exceedingly down based on, you know, impairments and all of that. And in most businesses that I'd worked in, if your headline earnings are going to be about 60% down, your CFO says to you, you must cut your marketing budget by 60% or even more. The way Mike Davis did it, because we've now built this like power couple relationship, and I had proven to Exco, by the way, that during the financial crisis, brands that didn't say anything in the market when they came out of the financial crisis actually came out worse off. But brands that continued to communicate during the financial crisis came out of they came out of that period as much stronger brands. So during COVID, Mike Davis didn't come to me and say, listen here, our headline earnings are going to be about 58% down, so you must cut your budget down by that much. He said to me, you understand the business. You know what's required. What do you think? Obviously, I have to cut some marketing budget, right? Because the business, you know, it's not doing as well given the environment. What do you think is the right amount of marketing spend to continue to have in the market to be able that when we come out of COVID, we come out stronger? So actually, our marketing budget ended up coming down 20% versus a headline earnings of 60% down. To get a relationship like that where you're not told as a marketer, decrease your budget, here's what it is, you actually have to tell the story about why it's important that you continue to build your brand in a period like that. And it helped us as Nedbank because when we came out of that period, actually, we were recognized as the best brand that in how we treated our clients, in how we communicated with our clients. And then if you looked at our brand matrix, when we came out of that, we were really, really strong because we continued to communicate. And when your CFO understands that because it's a value creator, because I believe that, I mean, if you think about selling anything, a home loan is a home loan, right? So maybe the difference is your interest rate and how long you take it for. So you must decide where you're going to get that home loan.
Yeah.
But if you continue to communicate in that period, your brand is actually top of mind. So when people start coming into an economy that starts to grow after declining, you're the first brand that they look at because during that period, you had communication in the market. You spoke about some of the challenges in terms of how to manage your money during a period like that. And then we came out like looking stronger than we were actually coming into COVID and stuff.
And Kentani, then what would the marketing department, the finance department learn from marketing then? Because you've told us on your side what you've learned from them in terms of making sure you can communicate the ROI that comes with marketing. But on the finance side, what are they learning from the brand creation that you are creating for the bank?
So you have to understand that they are almost, I'm going to simplify it to say there's two roles to marketing, right? Simplified. There is short term, you want to win, grow market share, get people to get bank accounts, get people to deposit with us. That's the short term. But that's if someone builds a stronger brand. If you do that without building a long-term strong brand, that's actually too short-term. You're not building a long-term strong brand. So what the finance community has to learn is that you have to do both. I always say it's and. The finance community can learn that, yes, these guys are going to give us short-term gains in terms of some of our business challenges. But at the same time, they are building a long-term brand that actually makes using our budget a lot better in the long term, right? Because we've been able to build the brand in the long term versus just focusing on the short term.
All right, that's the relationship between the chief marketing officer and the chief financial officer these days, sitting much closer to each other and sharing lessons for the betterment of the company. Kensani Nopanda, Nedbank's Group Executive of Marketing and Corporate Affairs.